Howdy, I'm Todd Steed, and this is the Raised in Knoxville podcast. So for the last several weeks, we've been looking at the trail that country music took from Bristol to Knoxville to Nashville. We've asked probing questions about why Knoxville lost the music business, so to speak. We've also ventured into Kaz Walker's mailbox. It's been...
Play the songs already.
Okay, I appreciate your directness. And honestly, people have been contacting us saying, when and where can we hear the songs commissioned for the Raised in Knoxville project? Well, you can hear them right here. We'll listen to Mick Harrison's Raised in Knoxville and Trisha Jean Brady's Hand Me Down Love. Just a personal aside, it was a real thrill to watch these songs unfold at Arbor Studios. I was sitting there on the floor. I had a cup of tea. It wasn't like a really expensive cup of tea. It was just something...
Hey, play the songs already.
Well, I had a good time in Bristol, but I had to get moving along. Had a whole lot of places I wanted to see, always working on a new song. Something brought me down to Knoxville, decided that I wanted to stay. If I'd have known about it sooner, I'd have burned up the Lee Highway. I was raised. That Gibson, nearly everybody started to sing. There's a tower on a hilltop, country music is all they play. They're coming down from the mountain, lay them out like Big John Tate.
I was raised in Knoxville, down by the Tennessee, the same sessions, but that was the place to be. I was raised in Knoxville. Yes, I'm living the dream. Raised in Knoxville, down by the Tennessee. Arthur Q never got his due. Dolly did just fine. Chet could pick a song. They're all still on my mind.
Vocals. That was Mick Harrison, Trisha Jean Brady on background vocals, Evie Andrews on fiddle and background vocals, Brock Henderson laying down that fabulous pedal steel, John Baker engineering and playing the bass. We also had Jeff Bills on the drums, Raised in Knoxville. By request here on the WUOT Raised in Knoxville podcast. Let's hear the flip side of that particular song. This is Trisha Jean Brady's Hand Me Down Love.
That old coffee pot and shoes ain't no hand-me-down blues. Hand-me-down hope. Hand-me-down a life of choice, a world of freedom and a voice to sing loudly and rejoice. Like mama's wedding gown, grandma's ring and daddy's crown. Sometimes love's a grief.
Trisha Jean Brady with Greg Horn on the mandolin. That was Hand Me Down Love. That and Raised in Knoxville, both commissioned for the Raised in Knoxville project, which was made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And their whole point of that grant, I believe, was to help let people know about the history of country music and the upcoming Ken Burns Country Music documentary, which I have seen. And let me tell you, I'm ready to watch it again. There you go. That's some of the episodes I've watched two or three times already. I'd like to take this moment to thank Megan Common, a junior in journalism here at the University of Tennessee. I walked out in the hallway and said, "Who wants to be on the radio interrupting me?" And she quickly volunteered. So thanks to Megan Common. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, more Raised in Knoxville podcasts. We have the Con Hunley story. Melanie Dotson has something for you as well. So wherever you find us, keep looking, and we'll see you there.
Hey, thanks for playing those.